This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. German Chancellor Angela Merkel today voiced a blunt warning. The coronavirus pandemic is far from over. This has regional outbreaks raised fears of a second COVID-19 wave in Europe. Germany has been fighting recent spikes, and this week put a western section of the country with a population of 500,000 people under lockdown. Germany has lost nearly 9,000 lives to the virus with 194,000 cases. The newest infections were traced to a slaughterhouse. European Union nations are finalizing a list of countries whose residents will be allowed to travel to member states as soon as next week. Currently missing from the list because of their COVID virus numbers, the United States, Brazil, and Russia. Greece is mandating COVID-19 tests for arrivals from a number of EU countries, including France, Italy, the Netherlands, and Spain. Self-quarantine is required until virus test results come back negative. India has reported another 18,000 COVID infections, pushing its case count to nearly 509,000, with fatalities approaching 16,000. The city of Guwahati, the capital of Assam state, will be locked down for 2 weeks beginning tomorrow, with nighttime curfews and weekend lockdowns in the rest of the state. India has recorded the fourth highest number of cases in the world behind the U.S., Brazil, and Russia. Despite rising virus numbers, Egypt today is lifting or easing many of its pandemic restrictions. After 3 months of lockdown, cafes, clubs, gyms, and theaters are being allowed to reopen, all with capacity controls. The same for mosques and churches. Egypt's COVID numbers close to 63,000 cases and 2,600 fatalities, the highest totals in the region. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund has approved an $8.2 billion loan for Cairo. That's on top of $2.8 billion from the IMF already pledged. More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. With the coronavirus pandemic finding new strength here in the United States, two of America's largest and most populous states have reimposed some restrictions. This after the daily number of confirmed infections surged to an all-time high of 45,300 yesterday, up almost 5,000 from the day before. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has ordered all bars closed, while in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis put a stop to serving alcohol. They joined a growing number of states that are either retreating or pausing any further reopening of their economies because of the worrisome virus outbreaks. Health experts say large numbers of cases are being seen among young people who often show disregard for the use of recommended face coverings and social distancing. Abbott had pursued one of the most aggressive reopening schedules in the country. Now, other than shuttering bars, he scaled back restaurant capacity and says outdoor gatherings of more than 100 people would need approval from local officials. In Florida, the agency that regulates bars acted after the daily number of new confirmed cases neared 9,000, almost doubling the record set just 2 days earlier in the state. Florida's Miami-Dade County announced beaches will be closed over the 4th of July weekend. It cited the growing number of infections among young adults. Louisiana reported its second one-day spike of more than 1,300 cases this week. Governor John Bel Edwards has suspended further easing of restrictions. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona has done the same thing. Cases there have been topping 3,000 a day. California Governor Gavin Newsom is asking officials in Imperial County near San Diego to institute a stay-at-home order. The state now trails only New York in case counts, with about 207,000 infections and nearly 6,000 deaths. The White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first briefing in nearly 2 months Friday, and Vice President Mike Pence gave assurances the U.S. is in a much better place than it was 2 months ago, and that the United States had flattened the curve of virus cases. In fact, it is difficult to reconcile his words with the dramatic infection spikes in so many states. Once again, Pence appeared without wearing a face mask, failing to follow his own government's advice. He also suggested the rise in cases could largely be explained by the increases in testing, reasoning repeatedly used by President Donald Trump. The bottom line, experts say there is ample evidence the virus is making a comeback. Current numbers in the U.S., close to 2.5 million cases and 125,000 lives lost. The global figures, 9.8 million cases and close to 495,000 deaths. The numbers are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. China has seen an uptick in infections one day after authorities said they expected that an outbreak in Beijing would soon be under control. The National Health Commission reported 17 new cases in the capital, the most in a week, with another 21 COVID cases across the country. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. And this is VOA News.